due to the weather, probably 40 or 50 below. And then we would race back to the fire as fast as we could and warm up. As I previously stated, Captain Hannigan referred to the men under him as my boys and treated them accordingly. So in doing these skirmish runs and target practice, Captain Hannigan saw to it that the men had a huge fire to warm, and they were taken to the target range in detail, so they did not have to wait around. As soon as you finished your 600-yard skirmish run, you could return to quarters. Down in the village of Eagle, near a saloon on the corner, the natives of the Eagle City, it was called at that time, they had a huge black Alaskan bear in a pen constructed of logs. This bear was a source of amusement to the men who visited the saloon and a nearby cafe. This cafe had four stools at the counter and two tables, four chairs each. You could get sandwiches, including ham and eggs, there. This bear pen between this saloon and the restaurant, as I remember it, was a typical Alaskan black bear and appeared to be playful. One day, this Sergeant Barnes of Company G, who we considered the clown of the company, he got too many drinks under his belt and announced that he was going out and wrestle the bear. Everyone in the saloon, including the bartender, gathered outside and watched as Private Barnes climbed in to this bear pen. The old fellow stood on his hind legs, as I remember it, and reached out playfully towards Barnes, who promptly grappled with him and went down rolling over and over while his comrades stood outside cheering him on and yelling such things as, "Get a hammerlock on the old fellow, Barnes." Barnes finally climbed out of the bear pen without a scratch on him. Regarding the school that I mentioned previously, which was held every Friday evening in the second story of the headquarters building and conducted by Lieutenant Hill and Lieutenant Bear, this curriculum followed the order of reading, writing, and arithmetic to men who did not have a high school education. These officers established a question box as you entered the room upstairs, and soldiers would drop a question, anything they wanted the officer to discuss. They would drop a note in this box, and everything from whether the moon is made out of green cheese and perpetual motion and every other question that an uneducated man might ask were discussed. During the summer of 1909, two girls practicing the oldest profession known to civilization came down the river from Dawson and set up housekeeping in a log cabin in the village of Eagle. Now, Fort Egbert was approximately a quarter of a mile from Eagle at that time. And as these girls arrived, the news spread among the enlisted men at the fort. And our commanding officer, Captain Henry A. Hannigan, promptly assembled the men in the gymnasium and lectured the men on the morals of a soldier. And terminated his talk by saying, "The first man who visits one of those girls, I shall put him in the farthest corner of the guardhouse." This became a catchphrase, and after that, whenever a couple of men got into an argument around the barracks, someone would yell, "Hey, Sergeant, put them in the farthest corner of the guardhouse." Due to the respect and admiration the men had for Captain Hannigan in general, and also due to the fact that serving a term in the guardhouse, whether 40, 50 below zero, was not a thing to look forward to, these two girls finally left the village of Eagle without making a dollar from any American soldier.